Even one wall should be possible. And the Gemara miruach achas nami mishum bayis. The Teret says what mishum bayis. Rashi mishum bayis loyef shabruach achat mishum pitiku yard v'seisim. On a house, here you have to come on to broke down on two walls, because if only one wall broke down on the house, then Shmuel is mud. You say pitiku yard v'seisim. We'll soon see what Shmuel Shitter is. Shmuel Shitter is on one side you say pitiku, two sides not. So therefore, it's true. In the case of a chotzer, that there's no roof on the chotzer, it's true. If the appearance is more than 10, it could have been the din of the Mishnah, even if it broke down on one wall. If one wall has the appearance of more than 10, it's finished. You can't carry in this chotzer. The reason why the Mishnah says on two sides, because it's talking about a bayis also. Now, a bayis, the house, usually has a roof. So if only one wall caved down, it'd still be kosher. Because you say the pitik, or the end of the roof, comes down, it's considered like you have a mechitzah there. But now the two walls broke down, and now she don't say pitik around two walls. For the Gemara, the Kasha, Iyachim meruach achas nami mishum bayis. For the Gemara, a bayis goof, even in the house, tiksha. Maishna meruach achas. What's the difference on one wall? The Yamrin pitik, we ever say sim, one wall you're saying will be kosher, even though it's more than 10 amas wide. So what? Still you say the pair, the tip of the roof comes down and makes a new mechitza here. The churmi beis bruchas nami name a pitiku yard v'soisim. Even if two walls of the house cave down, still, since you have a roof standing there, like the pillars of the house are still standing, holding up the house, holding up the roof, you should still say pitiku yard v'soisim. That's one kasha. V'su, another kasha is miyista l'shmul pitiku yard v'soisim. Does Shmuel himself bechlal hold bechlal from the side of pitiku yard v'soisim? Like Shmuel was answering, we're talking about now that the hole in the wall was wider than 10 amos. So he's saying, if it's only a hole in one wall of the house, it'd be kosher. Why would it be kosher, one wall of the house? Because one wall would say pitikra. Now there's two walls, it's possible. So first, the Gemara asks kasher, what's the difference between one and two? And now the second question is that according to Shmuel, he doesn't know from pitikra altogether. So once the hole in the wall is more than 10 amos, even on one wall, it should be us to carry now on Shabbos. Because Shmuel does know from Pitikra. Shmuel does know that you said if you have a roof, we say the end of the roof comes down. What's the raya? But your itma, we learned before. Ach sadra v'bika. If you have an open porch in the middle of a valley, an open porch is, the word is, there's no mechitzas there at all. There are just four beams holding up a roof. But there's a roof over these four beams. Is Rav Oma Mutla Talta Bakula. Rav holds, you do say Pitiku Yard V'Soysen, so the ends of the roof comes down on all four sides, so it's considered like there are four mechitzes around this porch, therefore in the porch you're allowed to carry all around the porch. Shmuel Oma Shmuel says no, Ein Metaltlin Bo, Ela B'Dal Adamas. Shmuel does not from Pitiku Yard V'Soysen. So since this is an open porch, it has no mechitz at all, and it's opened up to the valley, to a bikur, which is a karmelis. Therefore, inside the porch is also called the karmelis. And the locker is, you're only allowed to carry dal damis, like it was just a rabbi, and not more. So Shmuel says you could only carry four ramis in this porch and not more. So the chur, you see, according to Shmuel, even though there's a roof on top of the porch, you do not say pitiku yard v'soisim. So what's happens here, Shmuel is moida, that in the house, you're telling me on one wall, Shmuel would say pitikra. Even though the pirts in the wall is more than 10 amas wide, it'd be kosher. Of course, you do say pitikra, the roof comes down. Here we see a porch in the valley, according to Shmuel, it's also, you don't say the roof comes down. And tomorrow, that wouldn't be so shver. Omar in. Shmuel la name talim v'dalit. And the mahola kasha. Ki les le v'dalit. When does Shmuel say you don't say pitikri or v'saisim if you have to say it on all four walls? Avo b'sholosh islein. But if you only have to say it on three walls, in a case we already have one wall in the house, and you only have to say it now on three sides, this is where Rashi learns, this is Rashi's girso, that on three walls, you would say pitikri. So now it's not shver on Shmuel. Is when don't we say pitikri on all four sides? If you have an open porch that has no walls at all, you just have a roof on top, then Rav says, even on all four sides we say pitikra, the roof comes down to make it like you have four mechitzes. And Shmuel says, no, since they're all four sides are open, I can't say pitikra. But if only, I have to say it only on three sides, one wall is closed, then I do say pitikra. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosfos Gish is always the opposite way. Tosfos learns that an achsadra has three walls to it. So Neymar, if you have three walls, then on the fourth wall we do say it. But if you have more than three, more than one wall is missing, then you don't say it. But according to what Rashi learns here, but Dalad you don't say, three you do say. Hobadal, Chilesle Bedalad, Abu Bisholish Isle. Fedimar Mikol Mokim Kasha. Why does Shmuel say now on one wall cave down, it's kosher? Why? Because you say pitikra. So even if two walls of the house cave down, still you should say pitikra. You tell him now, even according to Shmuel, it's only on four walls, the way Rashi learns, only on four walls you don't say pitikra yor v'soysim. But three walls, you do say pitikra yor v'soysim. So here, if two walls of the house cave down, so what? You still have two walls standing, so all you have to say pitikra just for two walls. So even according to Shmuel, you say pitikra on two walls, on three walls even. And for the Gemara, the way Rashi Shita is. And for the Gemara, Kediyamri Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav, like you said in the base of Medrash over the name of Rav, they're going Shenifrat Mekaren Zovius. We're talking about now that the hole in the house happened in the corner of the house. That's where the two walls of the house means the corner. The two corners caved in there. The Keruya Valachsen. And Rav answered before, we're talking about that the beams on top are slanty. Therefore, according to Rav, you don't say particular yard beside him, since the beams are slanty. That was the terrace according to Rav. Now, I tell you, we have the same terrace here also. Hochinami, according to Shmuel, the terrace would be like this. Hochinami. We're going Shenifras Bekeren Zovius. We're talking about that the two walls that caved down in the house means the corner of the house. The two adjacent walls in the corner caved in. The Bekeren Zovius. The Kiruya of Ba'arba. We're telling them now in a Kimta that the wall, you have to come on to say Pitikra on four sides. In one corner, you can have four sides to say Pitikra. Now the picture here is like Rashi has it. Look at Rashi's picture here. We're talking about now what caved into the house was only the wall, the corner. But the corner did not cave in directly, or pushed a square in the corner. It came in like this here. It came down a little bit, out a little bit, down a little bit, out a little bit. So now, to say Pitikra in this corner, you have to have four walls coming down like. You have to have first this Dalet here, this side come down, then the hay here, this side come down, then the other hay here, this side come down, then the other Dalet come down. So in such a corner, there could be a case where it caved in a zigzag form here, that you have to have four different walls coming down. Now that's Shmuel Shita. You don't say Pitikra when you have to say it four times. The most you can say is three times, not say it four times. That's the Kimta we're talking about our Mishnah. We're talking about the two walls caved down means the corner caved down, but not a perfect square. It's an indention in, out, in, out. Therefore, you have to come down here on all four sides. You have to say Pitikra. And according to Shmuel, you don't say Pitikra on four sides. Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's no good. But if only would have caved in on one side of the house, it'd be kosher. Even though it's more than 10 amos, so what? We say Pitikra Yard Vesaisin. Only when it caved in the corner, in such a case, the picture like Rashi here, that you have to say the four sides here, you have to say the roof comes down. According to Shmuel, you don't say it comes down on four sides. So tomorrow now. Shmuel Layom Karav. Shmuel doesn't want to give Rav the Kimta that we're talking about the true. The appearance in the house happened in the corner. But Rav answered Pasha, not that it came down a zigzag like Rashi, like Shmuel, but Rav answered talking about that the roof was slanty. Why didn't Shmuel want to answer the roof was slanty that you don't say Pitikra? So tomorrow, Rav, Shmuel Yom Karav, Alachsim Likatoni. Because the Mishnah doesn't say this. It doesn't say the roof was slanty. If you want to make such an akimta, it should have said the roof was slanty. The Mishnah doesn't say it, so that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. For Rav Leyomek Shmuel, why didn't Rav want to say like Shmuel? We're talking about where Taka, the roof was flat, but it caved down in such a case, you have to say four times Pitikra. The Teretz is Poshit. Rav Leyomek Shmuel him came heavily Achsagra. Because according to Rav, what's so gefelich? You have to say Pitikra four times here. For Rav Latami, Rav goes according to Shita, that Rav tackles even on four walls, also you say Pitikra. The Yoma, Rav says, Achsadra Mutter. Even if you have an open porch in the middle of a valley, so the porch mamash has no walls to it. It only has four beams holding up the roof. But since there's a roof, a flat roof, you say on all four sides Pitikra. So according to Rav, in this picture, it'd still be kosher. Even though you have to say Pitikra four times, so what? According to Rav, you do say Pitikra four times. Therefore, Rav has to say the Kimt of our Mishnah is that the roof is slanty. And on a slanty roof, that's when you don't say Pitikra. The Yitma, we learned that we had before. Ach Sadra Bebika. We had this open porch in the middle of a valley. Ravama Mutla Tauta Bekula. Even though there's no walls there, you're allowed to carry underneath the porch. Why? Because you say Pit Tikra on all four sides. The roof comes down on all four sides. Ushmula, Mashmul says, Ein Metaltlimbo, Ella Biabahamis. No, under the roof of this porch is considered the Carmelis. Since you don't have four walls there, you don't say Pitikra, you can't carry more than four amas. Good. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So the more now, Rav Oma, the more Mazma now, Rav Oma Mutla Tauta Bekula, what does Rav say you're allowed to carry underneath this whole porch, even though there are no walls there, just the roof? The Pshat is Arminim Pitikra Yard Vesaisim. We say on all four sides, the roof comes down, all four corners of the roof come down, and it makes Mechitzis. Or Shmuel Oma Shmuel says, Ein Metaltlim Be'ela Biar Bamis. Lo yamrina pitikra yard v'soisim, that we don't say the roof comes down, and the way the Gemara explained before, it means on four sides we don't say the roof comes down. But less than four, the way Rashi learns, you would. La locha we hold, you say pitikra yard v'soisim, but only on two sides. More than two sides, you wouldn't say it. And also only in the case that one wall came here and another wall, like an L shape, those two sides cave in. If, let's say one wall caved in here, another wall caved in here, that the Rabban could walk straight through, then we wouldn't say Pitikra on these two sides. When a Rabban Mamish walks through it, you don't say Pitikra. Halacha we hold, you say Pitikra on two sides, if the two walls standing is like an L shape. So then the other L shape, if you have a flat roof, we look as if the end of the roof goes down here, and the end of the roof comes down here. On two walls, we still say Pitikra Halacha. But it has to be the two walls are like an L shape. Right. Tomorrow, b'eser. If it's only 10 amis, b'eser is kuliyama loy pligi. Rashi says b'eser kuliyama loy pligi. The belav stima pitikra nami psochem heim. If the hole in the wall is only 10 amis, so according to everybody, it's kosher. Even forget about the pitikra, the roof. The wall itself was called the good mechitza. Since the pierce in the wall is less than 10 amis, that's called the pisra. So be eser, if the hole in the wall is only 10 amis, kuli amule pligi, that's kosher. Chi pligi, where's the machlekes by Ibayas or by Nachsadra, be eser me eser, where the hole in the wall is more than 10 amis wide. Then you have to come on to pitikra. So Rav says even on four sides you say pitikra yard v'sayshim, and Shmuel says no, on four sides you don't say it. Vika the army, some say, be yeser kuliyam aloy pligi. No, it's more than 10 amis, takrit's no good. You don't say, it'll be possible. More than 10 amis, vice versa, you don't even say pitikri or vislation. Anytime you have a hole in a wall, more than 10 amis, that breaks the wall. Be yeser kuliyam aloy pligi. Ki pligi, where's the machlekis? Be yeser. Only where it's 10 amis wide, that's the machlekis. Vizmar v'ho di yom rab Yehuda. I did the kasha now. I rab Yehuda said, v'ho di yom rab Yehuda. Koira dalet matir. If you have a koira beam that's four tfachim wide, you should know it's matir b'churba. Means a churba means a house, a haunted house, that all the four walls are like broken down, but could be the beams are standing up there. If you have a beam going straight across, now that top beam itself is four tfachim wide, he holds you a lot of carry underneath the beam. Why you let it carry underneath the beam? Because we say, pitikri, you ever say some on all four sides of the beam, we look like that's called the roof. The halacha roof has to be at least four tefachim wide. Once you have a beam on top, four tefachim wide, on all four sides, we look as if it comes down and you let it carry underneath it. Is kaira mat dalet mate b'churba. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, kaira dalet mate b'mayim. He also knows only by mayim is it mutter. Is l'chura mani. Who do they go like? Lach lishna diyarmet b'yesa loy pligi, of izoy b'yesa v'divri hakol. But the first sheet to hold that if it's only 10 amis wide, according to everybody, vice versa, you say pitikra, it goes according to everybody. Lach nishna the yarmut b'yesa pligi, no, the machlekes is by 10, and I'll tell you karav. Then we have to go according to rav. Hey, the second sheet there is, the second sheet was ki pligi b'yesa m'yesa. Now, yavika the yarmut b'kev, b'yesa m'yesa kuliyam le pligi b'yesa. That more than esa you don't say, the machlekes is by 10. So if you learn the machlekes is only by 10, here also it's only talking about with 10 amis wide. If you learn the machlekes, talking about more than 10 amis here, then it has to go according to the first lashon that Rav holds, even though it's wider than 10, still you say pitikra yerid v'slesim. Dear Yaakov, lach lishta the yarmut b'yesa pligi, but the second lashon says, the machlekes is only by 10, then kirav, he can only go according to Rav. The second lashon was the chumra, that once it's wider than 10 amos, according to nobody, you say pitikra on all four sides. But only where it's only 10 amos, then you do say. This goes according to Rav that you do say it. So the Mar Lechura Lema Abayev Rava Beplukta the Rav Shmuel Kemiflugi. Let's say the Machloikis Abayev Rava is told the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. The Yitma we learned. Sichech Agavi Achsadra. If you want to make a sukkah and you put the schach on top of an achsadra, this porch is talking about you have two walls, two adjacent walls. Sheyesh lo psimim. And now at the adjacent walls, at the end of the walls, there's a tefach sticking out that makes that the third wall. You have like the doorpost there, a tefach sticking out. Sheyesh lo psimim. There's a doorpost, there's another tefach sticking out. It's ksheira. That's kosher for sukkah. Because the halacha of a sukkah is you have to have three walls. Two walls have to be kilchosam, and the third wall could even be a tefach. See, you have the tefach sticking out, that's the third wall. What about ein lo psimim? You only have two adjacent walls, no third wall at all. And on top of these two walls, you put the schach, is Abaye Wamek Sheira. Abaye says such a sukkah is kosher. You know why? Because the schach, we say pitikra, you already say sin. With the schach alone, you can say pitikra to make a fourth wall, a third and fourth wall. For Rava Wamek Sula, Rava holds his potter, it's possible, sukkah is kosher, possible. Abaye Wamek Sheira, Abaye says it's kosher, Oma pitikra, you already say sin. We say pitikra, you already say sin. So it could be a slav nafka the schach. It's talking about the Etzem Achsadri is made that way. An Achsadri is a porch, or here it has two walls, but there are beams going straight across. Like there is like a box shape on top of the Achsadrum. So you have this box shape, and the box, each beam going across, is four tefachim wide. So since you have a wide beam of four tefachim going all along to make a box on top, therefore we say pitikra on all four sides. Here you only have to say it on two sides. On two sides, we say pitikru yervisoysim, therefore you have the four walls, therefore you put the kosher schach on top of this, it's kosher. That's pshat according to Abaye. Abaye omek sheirum. Oma pitikru yervisoysim. Rava oma psula, Rava says no, this sukkah is possible. Why? Lo yama pitikru yervisoysim. Since it's two opposite walls that you don't have, and like we said, the rabbin could walk through it, so when you have two opposite walls that are blank, there's a passageway, then you don't say pitikru yervisoysim. That's Rava shita. So who you see is the machlekes of Bayev Rav, the same machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If you say pitikru yervisoysim or not, Rav am psuleim in the pitikru yervisoysim. The more lame luchura Abaye Krav, Abaye that says you do say pitikru holds like Rav. Rav says a bit in a chsadim a bika, is you allowed to carry underneath it because you say pitikru on all four sides. For Rav to Shmuel, and Rav that says you don't say pitikru, the luchura goes according to Shmuel. So of course I miss a mud nizach to say that two amaroyim arguing the same machlekes. So the more no. Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that you don't say pitikram, kuliyam olay pligi. Everybody holds there's no machlekes. Shmuel holds you don't say pitikram. Ki pligi, where's no machlekes? Aliba de Rav. Machlekes says Aliba de Rav that Rav said you do say pitikram. Rav says that you have this open porch in the middle of a valley, even though there are no mechitzes at all, but since you have the roof on top of it, with the roof alone, we make mechitzes saying pitikru yervisoysim. That was Rav Shita. Because the machlekes according to Rav now. Abaye k'Rav. True, Abaye also holds like Rav. Abaye says, Hilchos Sukkah, the same halacha. If you have this porch that has the top roof to it, or at least it has beams going straight across, that the beams are wide for tzvachim, so at the end of the beam, we could say pitikru yervisoysim, that to make the third and fourth rule. For Rava, why does Rava say the sukkah is kosher? The Rava says like this: Ab kan loy koma Rav Hosimela dahani mechitzas leachsad ravidi. Rav only says it that the walls there were made for the purpose of the achsadra. It was made for the purpose of the porch. That's why they made those walls. That's why they made the beams across. The beams were made for the purpose of the porch. Like he wanted to put a roof on top of the porch, so therefore those beams were for the purpose of the porch. That's why we say pitikra over there. But here, these walls were not made l'shem sukkah. Trashi lav l'sukkah, l'shem sukkah. Afagav l'boi mechitzes l'shmon, abakuli hai miyul l'meklinim. We're not making so much. Since when you put up those beams, you made the achsadria, metchila you didn't think you could make a sukkah there. Metchila you thought it's going to be stam an open porch. So when you made the porch, true, you put the beams across on top of the porch. So if you want to be matzor al-sa porch, the beams are put there for the purpose of the porch, we do say pitikru yervisoysim. Rava just argues that now you want to change this porch into a sukkah. So for a sukkah, when they put the beams on top, they didn't put it there l'shem sukkah. That's Rashi says the Chiddush. Even though you don't have to make the walls l'shem sukkah, But I call upon him to give it a shame, pitikra, that pitikra should be kosher for the sukkah, the beams that are going across, that four tvachim wide beam that's going across from one side to the other side, had it been put in the shame sukkah. Then we say pitikra according to Rava. But here by the porch, since the beams were not put l'shem sukkah, the beams were only put there for the porch, so the first machlokes here, Rav is murdered to Rav Takam, that if they have a porch, if you want to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos, you are allowed to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos. Because Vilcha Shabbos, we do say particularly Yerd V'Soysim. Rav only argues that Vilcha Sukkah it's no good. Vilcha Sukkah, you only say particularly Yerd V'Soysim if the beams were put there l'shem sukkah. And now this, Abaye says there's no chilek. You don't have to make the beams l'shem sukkah. Therefore, since l'maisa you have beams going across on top, and those beams are four tefachim wide, we could say pitikru yad v'saisim. Therefore, it's kosher even for sukkah. Right? The Mishnah said Rabbi Yosi yomer im mutarim. Rabbi Yosi argued and says, and when these walls cave down on this Shabbos, he says alosh monashach. If it's mutter for this Shabbos, it has to be mutter for next Shabbos, and if it's osa for next Shabbos, it has to be osa for this Shabbos. The Mori Boilihu, Rabbi Yosi lesser, Rabbi Yosi mean to say, just like it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos also. Oila Hatir, maybe means to say no. Just like you're telling me it's Mutter this Shabbos, maybe means to say it's Mutter next Shabbos also. Rashesha's a Kershesha, Chita lesser. Havad Rabbi Yosi means to be Machmir. Vechein Amr Rabbi Yechon lesser, that Rabbi Yosi means to be Machmir. And Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says like this for favor. Rabbi Yosi speaks out. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Kishem Shasurim Losad Lovli. Just for next Shabbos, you can't carry in this Mavli, or you can't carry in this house, or you can't carry in this Chotzer. Since there's a Pirtza here, you don't have four walls. It's just like it's also next Shabbos, Kachasurim Liyasa Shabbos. Who are then it's also for the Shabbos. And we don't say when Mechitzas fall down, Kivon Chutra Hutra. We don't say since the beginning of Shabbos, you had four walls. It was mutter, the hector still remains. No. Now that the fourth wall caves in, you don't have a fourth wall anymore, you can't carry the Shabbos. Itmar Rav Chiya Rav Yosef. Omar, halacha k'Rav Yosi. We take a paskin l'chumul like Rav Yosi. O Shmuel lo malacha k'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says, no, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, let Tanakama, then it's mutter. We say, kivon chutra hutra. For the Gemara, mi omar Shmuel hochi, is it true that Shmuel said l'kula? The Yotanan. Omar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said, b'med v'orm amurim b'iru b'tchumim. When are we makel if it stops in the middle of Shabbos only by Ruvit Chumim? Our Beruvit Chatzeris, no, this is a different halacha. When do we say you can't do Shalemi Daitiv? You didn't ask him, you can't make a Chum, near a Ruvit Chumim to somebody without asking him, that's only by Ruvit Chumim. Because it's a Chayiv, make a taste, the person wants to walk to Mizrach, to the east side, maybe he wants to walk to the west side. So you don't know which side he wants to walk, you can't make an Erev unless you ask him. Abel Beruvit Chatzeris, but if you have somebody living in the chotzer and you didn't ask him, you want to make an error for him that he should be allowed to carry out to his house into the chotzer, is a lochem arvin bein ladas bein shleil ladas. Whether you ask the person or you didn't ask for the person, still you're allowed to make an error for him. Why? The fish is lochem the yadim shleil b'fonav. Since it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. He'll have a hetter now. He'll be allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So since it's a hetter for him, it's a schus. Pshitul zochem the yadim allowed to do something for somebody without asking him shleil b'fonav. But we ain't chavin shleib b'fonav. We can't make a choy do something bad for somebody without asking him. So Rubet Chumim is called something bad because who says he wants to walk Mizrach? Maybe would rather go the opposite side. So if a Rubet Chumim to give him a hetter to walk one way and not the other way, you have to ask him first. The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yehuda is the name of Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo yoid ela shekela. Not only here. Anytime Rabbi Yehuda said halacha in Hilchas Ervin, halacha k'moisei. We take a paskin like him. Now, v'yomer Rabbi Chonam begidah to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu b'movi shenitel karosei. Do you also paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, even in our Mishnah, in a case where the movi, where the kura fell down in the middle of Shabbos, or the lechi came down, that it's still mutter to carry the rest of the Shabbos? V'yomalei, and he answered back, Shmuel himself answered back, no. The Ervin of Mat Lechub. I'm only Matter in the case of Hilchas Ervin. Because with the Mechitzis, you have four Mechitzis. It's only a question of making an Erev. Of a belated Mechitzis. But in our Mishnah, where the Mechitzis cave down, then even Shmuel is Moida. We don't say Kivun Chutz Hutro. That we don't pass like Reb Yehuda. We pass like Reb Yosi. That now that the Mechitzis fell down, you can't carry. Om Ravonin, Ludim, Mepharshale, Menei, the Shmuel, Kan, Chenifrus, and the Carmelis, Kan, Chenifrus, and the Shusarabin. Ravani gives another terrace. There's no stira. Shmuel Taka said both halachis. One case it's like a pasuk of Yehuda in our Mishnah, and one case it's a pasuk like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. It depends where your house opened up to. If your house only opened up into a Carmelist, then it's only Nisim of the Rabbanon, so it's only Yossim of the Rabbanon, then we'll make it to say, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Mechitzis, you're still allowed to carry. Oh, Bekan, Shenifas, Lushus Rabbin. Where it opened up to Rishus Rabin, then we pass like Rav Yehuda. Then it's a Shiloh of an Issa Diraisa. It looks like it's near the Rishus Rabin, so we're afraid to come to carry out to Rishus Rabin. There were Machma to say, now that the walls fell down, you can't carry further. It's not also to carry further. Let's just see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Haboina Aliyah Agabishnei Batim. Somebody has two houses, and on top of the two houses, he builds a second story. He builds a third house on top of two houses. V'chein Gishorim, who are then if you have a bridge? Hamafoloshim that are open on two sides of the bridge. It's open. Is alocha metaltan tachtein b'shabbes underneath the bridge or underneath this house that's built. There you have two houses, and then on top of it, what he called this here. On top of it, you have a third house. But underneath the middle house, there's an area there. There is like you like building blocks like this here. It's here. Part of the house is on this house. Part on this house. But underneath it is an open area. You're allowed to carry underneath the house. You're still allowed to carry. That's called the Rishus Yochid. Just like if you have a bridge going straight across, underneath the bridge you're allowed to carry. Well, soon see, because you say pitikra on both sides, so it's called Rishus Yochid underneath it. Who are in this house that's on top of two side houses? Underneath this house you're allowed to carry. B'Shabbes. Divrei Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. V'chachamim oisim. The chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to carry under this house. Since there are only two walls, then the other two walls are not there, you can't carry. V'yoydam Rav Yehuda, ma'arvin l'movi ha'mafulish, you're allowed to make an ervin for a movi that's mafulish, even though it's open on two sides. V'chol ma'isim, the chol said nothing doing. Since it's open on two sides, it's called the Rishus Rabim. And this is Rav Yehuda l'shitas, Rav Yehuda always holds that with two mechitzis alone, makes it into Rishus Yochid. So according to Rav Yehuda, if you have two walls, that's the Rishus Yochid mediraisa, so you're allowed to make an erev, means just make an erev for the fourth wall, for the third or fourth side. Rashi's hoil v'ikishtei mechitzis here. So the Omar Rabba, loy time mahino time the Reb Yehuda. Don't think the pshat now the ratio Reb Yehuda is mishum the kosovar. Days mechitzis the right some because Reb Yehuda shit there is that with two walls alone. Me the right is called rishus yochid. Ela mishum the kosovar pitiku yard v'soysin. Now the pshat Reb Yehuda is when you have the bridge or you have the house on top, underneath the house it's mutter to carry because you say pitiku on both sides. Who are then underneath the bridge you say pitiku on both sides. But not because two walls alone is a Rishus Yochid. But the more Eisvi, I have a kashra in you. Eisvi Abayim. We had a mom, yesterday about Cain, the Yehuda says a big Yechidish. More than this, Amr Yehuda. Mish Yeshloi Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzid Rishus Rabin. Somebody owns two houses on the two sides of Rishus Rabin. You own this house here on this side of Beverly, and the other side you also own on the other side of Beverly. Is Alocha Oysa Lechim Mikan Lechim Mikan. If you want to carry from this house across Beverly to the other house, all you have to do is just put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. Oy kari mikan v'kari mikan. V'naisa b'yensa. And you're allowed to carry from one house across Devla to the other side. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Omru loy, the Rabbanan told back to Rav Yehuda, no. Ein ma'avim Rishus Rabim Mekach. What kind of business is this? It's still called Rishus Rabim here. You only have two walls. Two walls is nothing. Still the Rabim is walking straight through. You can't make a heter with a lechi v'kari through Rishus Rabim. Oh, Malay. So the Chur, what do you see from here? That if Yehuda Shita there is two walls, make it Rishus Yochid. And the Maramalay, you track a true. Mehein. From this case, you have a Raya. We have Yehuda holds two walls as Rishus Yochid. But just saying from our Mishnah, from the bridge to under the house, you have no Raya. It could be the reason why it's mutter to carry under the bridge and under the house, because you say Pitikra, therefore it's like you have four walls. Omer Rav Ashi Masnitzin Namidekah, Mishnah is also Ryan. Midiktoni V'yoidom Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says another Chiddush, that Marvin B'movi I'm a foolish. You can make an error of even though Movi only has two walls. V'chom Moisim, V'chom said no, you can't do that. But this is another Chiddush. Is the young Bishlein, if you tell me Bishlein, Mishum the Kosovam, Pitik Yard V'soysim, if the ratio of the Mishnah the Heter is, because you say Pitik Yard V'soysim, Abizai Haina Diktoni V'yoid. That's why the next part of the Mishnah says a bigger Chiddush. Now there's no Heter Pitikro, it's time because two walls is Rishus Yochid. But if you can tell me even the first part of the Mishnah also is only mutter because the Yehuda Shita is two walls is Rishus Yochid, but they write some, my Biyoid, what's the Yehuda saying in the Mishnah? Another Chiddush, Shema Amina, from Eretz Saraya, that the first Chiddush of the Mishnah has nothing to do with two walls. That's a Chiddush, it's like Pitikram, the sides of the bridge, the roof of the bridge comes down. There are four walls. Just the safe of the Mishnah is a Chiddush, that a Movim of Foolish only has two walls, still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's called the Rishus Yochin, that you're allowed to have the tikkunim of a Kari of a Lechi, even though it's open on two sides. So what? If Yehuda Shita is, two walls make a Rishus Yochin. On this, a Chum argument say no, you need at least three walls to make a Rishus Yochin. With two walls, it's still called the Rishus Rabin. Hadra Lecha Kol Gagas. Stop here.